Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome back to another exciting video tutorial. And today we're going to take a look at creating some advanced camera movements and just show you some cool tips as far as animating in 3D in After Effects. So here's an idea of what we're going to be creating. So as you can see, we kind of start out in this 3D world and we kind of fly around in a nice fluid movement. And we do all this with very few keyframes, and it's very precise, so you don't have to be, you know, adjusting handles and doing a lot of crazy stuff to try to get the animation right by simply animating the camera. But instead, we're going to be using a few null objects, which, before we get started, I want to go over a little technical example. Here's our camera set up in a mini, a 3D scene, basically. And what I'm going to do is show you the problems with animating the camera by itself. So I'm going to hit P, and then I'm going to hold down Shift, and I'm going to hit A. And now we have position and point of interest. And by the way, I'm saying Shift, not another word. So don't get too excited. But here we have the position and the point of interest, and I'm going to set a keyframe for both of those. And I'm going to move forward 2 seconds. And I can come up here and take the track camera tool, and that'll move the camera around. And I'm going to hold down Shift also and click and just drag. The only problem is, say I want to add like a truck, a camera movement where I actually move in or move back on the Z. So like if I want to move forward like this, I can do it, but look, it creates two new keyframes. But all I'm really changing is the Z number. So if we look here, you can see only the Z is moving. I'm only moving forward in space. But the problem is a keyframe for the position does X, Y, and Z. So say I were to stretch the animation out, I want it to be a little bit longer. Well, it's going to sort of slow down and sort of just kind of screw everything up because we have extra keyframes in there. Ideally, we'd want to animate each of these individually. And there's some tools to do that, and I'll get to those in just a moment. But there's some other limitations as far as, you know, how you can control what you orbit around using, animation like this. But in any case, I can show you all the problems. Let me show you what works well. I'm going to go ahead and reset this camera. And then I'm going to make a new null object. And I'll make it 3D. And I'm going to parent the camera to the null object. And we can call it Dolly. And now I'm going to go to the effects and presets. I'm going to type in separate XYZ. And we have a nice animation preset. I'm going to take this and apply it to the dolly. And what this gives us is X, Y, and Z control that has individual parameters. So we can keyframe them individually like we want. So instead of using the position, we're going to instead use these camera controls. And I'll hit E, bring up the camera controls. Okay, so I want to do a camera movement along the X axis. So I'll set a keyframe for the X position, move forward 2 seconds, and I can just move the value. I can also just drag the null object, and that way we've created now that same move with only 2 keyframes, and we still have control over our Y. So I can, you know, make adjustments to this and still have the same basic animation. Now this is really powerful because what I can do now is set a keyframe for the Z position, and maybe I can go in close. Let's see what we can do here. I'm gonna go to close up onto this back text, set a keyframe, and then come here, and now I want to sort of back out. And so what I want to do is pull this out, and then we go forward. Let me go and just finish this move here. So we pull out, And then when I want to go back in, when we get to the end, and I'll just, you know, pull that back in. So here I have precise control over each axis and how I want the camera to animate. And, you know, that this is, you know, this is the way to do it. Okay, so we got this out of the way. Let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to create a new composition. And we'll make it 864 by 486, 24 frames per second and 10 seconds. And I'm going to create a new solid. And then I'm going to create another new solid. We'll make it red just to differentiate it. And we'll call this background. And this is going to be particles. And then we'll choose effect, trap code, particular. Now, the techniques we're going to learn are going to be universal as far as After Effects, but I'm using particular so that we can just create something that's cool. So if we're going to do it, you know, might as well make it look cool. So what we're going to do is emit a whole bunch of particles and then stop emitting particles altogether. So here we're sort of emitting particles the whole time, but what I'm going to do is go to the emitter, set the particles to like 1500. Okay, and that makes a lot of particles, but I'm going to set a keyframe, go forward one frame, hit page down, go forward one frame, and set it to 0. So what's happening now is we're emitting a bunch of particles. Remember, it's just one frame, so it's actually not a second. It's 1500 divided by 24 is actually how many particles approximately. So you see they emit, and then it sort of just stops. Let me make a new camera so we can sort of orbit around it. So I'm going to make it 35 millimeters and choose OK. So I can sort of orbit around and sort of see a sphere as it sort of goes out. So this is going to be the basis for what we're doing. And the next thing we'll go down is, let's see, particle. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to go to the physics category, bring that down, and we have a thing called physics time factor. And what that is sort of like the ability to freeze time of particles. So if I were to set a keyframe and then move forward a couple of frames, I could set that to 0, thereby stopping everything. So basically freezing time, so it grows and then just kind of stops. And then we could orbit around this and then start the time up again. So sort of like the Matrix where you freeze time, you know, the camera moves and then time starts again. Real quick, actually, let me just show you a more practical example. I'm going to use one of the presets here. So we have this explosion and sort of blows out. And what I can do is go into the physics, and I'm just using a preset, and at this point in time, set a keyframe, go forward a couple of frames, and then set this to 0. And then go forward a few more frames, set a keyframe, and then a little bit further, we'll turn it back up to 1. So we go, we stop, and we start back up again. And then using the camera here, I'm going to just quickly animate the position so that we can sort of see just, you know, what's going on. You know, I can just sort of fly around it here. And so now we freeze, fly, and then go again. Probably want to bring these in a little bit and soften those. So, and obviously some sound effects, something like that, right? That is the main idea, I think, around that, but we're going to use it simply to create a state of particles that we can then control. So anyway, back to where we left off, we just froze the particles, and we're going to actually move these two keyframes just over a little bit so that our sphere is a little bigger. So now let's go down the settings here. We'll go down to auxiliary system. So This is sort of like a particle spawn. So what we're going to do is emit more particles from these main particles. And so we're going to set this to from main particles. And so it creates sort of like a trail. And yes, it can possibly be turned into some sort of firework, but, you know, another day. We want to increase the particles. Let's make the life 1.5 seconds. Let's change the color over life. So here from birth to death, and we have a couple of presets here. I'll actually make it like darker red, and then we'll add like a lighter red in here. And then white. So that's kind of the idea, and we can sort of fly around this. Kind of looks 3D, so it's kind of cool. We'll make the size 1.5. So we want them to be pretty small. And then I'm going to increase the particles a little bit more, even just so that it sort of fills that in. Let's see. We can also change the size over life, and we can sort of draw our own curve if we want them to sort of start out a little bit smaller and sort of grow over time. Now we have these awkward looking particles, our original particles, so we want to sort of get rid of those. And the best way to do it is to just set the size to 0. And then they just disappear. And even though we have this animation, I'm going to actually just start the work area right after it. And that way we can sort of just work from this point on. And we'll turn the opacity of the auxiliary particles up. So anyway, there's a million settings, but just try to focus on the main ones for now. And to add some randomness to all this, we're going to go into the physics, air, turbulent field. And we'll just play with this. So we're going to affect the position. You know, we can scale this up, kind of make it look kind of crazy. So that looks pretty good. And we're sort of having some spreading problems. So I'll just go back to the auxiliary system and increase the particles. And then maybe bring the opacity down just a little bit. So anyway, this is sort of what we want. And then also we can go to the top of the emitter and increase the velocity. So the velocity will just make it bigger because the initial particles will have shot out faster and these spawn particles would just kind of trail behind. So that's kind of a quick way to make it larger, just increase the velocity here. What else can we do? We also have the random velocity, so some will be longer, some will be shorter. You can just set the randomness here, maybe like 40%. Also, we want to turn on the depth of field for the camera. So I'm going to hit AA. It brings up our camera options, and we're going to turn the depth of field on. And then we also have to turn it on for particular, and we do that at the bottom under the render mode, full render plus depth of field. Then if we turn the aperture up to about 100, we want to like really have depth of field, and the blur up to about 500, we're going to have like some serious depth of field. And then we can sort of move our camera in a little bit, and you can see we have this kind of cool thing here. I'm going to set the resolution down to half. This is, of course, is going to take some render power, so just be careful. You probably want to work with it off and then turn it back on for the final render, but that's that. Also, the focus distance, so that's sort of like what we focus on. We want that just to be like near the tips of the frontmost particles. So that's kind of what looks cool, and we'll go with that. Now I'm going to create a new adjustment layer, and then we'll choose effect, color correction, and curves. And we'll just play with some of these. We'll change the red channel, sort of increase that a little bit, and we'll go to the blue channel and maybe play with this just a little bit. Okay, so let's move on to the animation part. We'll get somewhere in this tutorial. I'm going to take the text tool. I'm going to click in here. We're going to call this, I don't know what I did before, Video Copilot. We'll make it white. And we'll make it 3D. Whoa. Okay, so this actually brings me to a cool little workaround. And here's our text. Problem is, it is suffering from very shallow depth of field. And it's going to be tricky to kind of keep the text into the focus plane. So what we want to do is sort of cheat particular. And it's going to sort of cause some problems with other things, but for what I'm showing you today, this is actually going to be a really good workaround. There is a button on the comp that's called Draft 3D. And when you click on that, After Effects disables lights and depth of field. But Particular renders its depth of field in the plugin. So when we turn that switch on, our text can now be in full focus because the depth of field is shut off, but the camera still has it on. And basically this allows us to put text into our design and not have to worry about being in perfect focus. Of course, this is just a workaround for what I'm trying to accomplish. You can do whatever you want. So here is our text. I'm gonna just point it at the camera a little bit. I think I just made video a little bit smaller than Copilot. Just kind of looked cool, a little different. And what I want to do is sort of move this as if it's coming out of this spore-like structure. So again, I'm gonna shut the depth of field off while I work so that we can get this done a little quicker. And I want to move the video Copilot text to sort of come out of the center of this this thing. And I'm just using the orbit camera tool, so. And I'll just scale it down a bit. Okay, so here's our first title. And now I want to create another title that's sort of over here to the right, or anywhere. And what I'm going to do is duplicate my particles. So I'm going to make basically another copy of it. And Control D, or Edit Duplicate. Okay, so right now it's occupying the same space, but we're just going to move it over. And we can do that from the emitter options. And we'll just change the position. Just kind of move it over where we want it to be. So I'm going to kind of push it into the background and then just sort of shift it over someplace. I want it to be sort of close but far enough away so that our camera has some place to go when we make our camera move. So if I orbit around, you can sort of see the relationship of these two spores. And you can see they're relatively close together, and I might even make them a little closer. So here's our first kind of setup. And what you want to do is sort of create a large world. So the truth is, in a lot of cases, you just have a big world of 3D pieces and you fly around it. And the trick is being able to animate that camera. But we also need to make another title. So I'll duplicate our video Copilot title. And what I can do is just, again, move it into that location, approximately, and then I can sort of fly around to kind of see that I'm actually getting closer to it. And so I'm just going to kind of put it in that general area, and then I'm going to actually start working on the camera move. So it's sort of in that area. Now I'm going to set up for our starting point of our camera, which is going to be, like this general area. And actually, let me move these particles over even a little bit more so that I don't see them as much. And again, I'll just shift it over. So this is the process of animating, just tinkering with all of the settings. There's no magic trick to that. Okay, so let's go ahead and start animating. Now, I showed you the technique before using the Dolly null object, and that's really good for most things, and in fact, it would be ideal for this, but I actually want to show you something a little bit different. I'm going to actually just animate the camera for this tutorial, but you could use that Dolly setup. And I'm going to hit P and A, and what I'll do is set a keyframe, move forward you know, like a second or so, and then I'm going to take the track tool and just pull our comp over into the area of this other spore, and then I'm going to actually kind of zoom in on the spore. Basically, frame it up kind of how I want it. The only difference is I'm not facing the direction I want to, but that's okay. We're gonna fix that in a sec. So I just kind of fly over here. So right now this is pretty cool. We're just kind of flying over to this other spore, and we have another title waiting for us. You know, that could work. But I want the camera to come and sort of whip around like this. So like I want to sort of whip around to where I see the other spore in the background. The only problem is when you start doing things like this, things stop looking right, and then you got to go and try to tweak keyframes in the middle, and then you just run into this whole mess of having too many keyframes and not being able to, you know, get anything right. So we want to just go back to where we were, where we simply come from one spore to the next, and let's not worry about the direction of the camera. Instead, just get the camera into the area. Then we'll create a null object. I'll make it 3D. And I want to place this null object pretty much at the center of this other spore. So our second video copilot text is pretty close. So I'm going to hit P. I'm going to copy the position of this and paste it to the position of the null object. And so now our null object should be somewhere pretty close. And here it is. And I'm just going to move it around until this top corner is sort of in that middle area. And we may need to rotate the camera a bit to sort of see that, since I didn't set up our particular with a gizmo. But actually, if you want to check out the light streaks tutorial, there's an expression that I use to sort of do that. It's pretty straightforward, but I just didn't want to freak you guys out with expressions. So anyway, we've got that null object pretty close to the center of the spore here, and I'll go ahead and delete that keyframe. And so what I'm going to do is, at this point in time, before I get to the second one, I'm going to parent the camera to the null object. So nothing changes. And then I'm going to hit R on the null object. That brings up our orientation and a rotation. And I'm going to set a keyframe for the orientation. And then move forward to our second spore. And then I'm going to rotate the camera around this focus point. And so if I just rotate on the Y axis, I can get the camera to kind of have you know, that item in the background. Now, basically what's happening is the camera is moving, and while the camera is moving, it's also being rotated around this center point, which is very cool because that's what we want. We want it to sort of kind of keep a focus on that area. And let me just let me move our original camera sort of out of the way, I guess, so that we can sort of see these both a little bit better. And I'm just going to move in also. So basically, you know, we see this cool thing. The nice thing is that both of the elements stay in the frame, so you can sort of see, you know, relative position of where they are and where they were. So let me move our text back into the spore area. So we just kind of put it there. And then once we get to our end position, then we can sort of rotate the text to be facing the camera for this particular shot. And just we'll move this into place. And so, okay, so the camera flies back over to this side, and we see our new title. So that's what we want, and let's go ahead and add a little bit of a, you know, like a wobble to the position. So I'm going to alt click on the stopwatch, and we're going to type wiggle parentheses, I don't know, 0.5 comma 200, and that'll just give us maybe that's a little much, let's do like 150. So that's pretty cool, and I guess I'm gonna have to just sort of reposition our camera since that wiggle really changed it. No problem. And the nice thing is, look, I can move my camera around, and I don't have to worry about the camera not orbiting around that same point because it's parented, and that position of the null object isn't changing, so it stays there, and we can fly around it. Let me add some easy ease. So I hit F9, select the keyframes, and hit F9. That way, it's sort of a smooth transition. And the next thing we will do is turn. Let's see. Let's turn depth of field on for the camera. So we'll turn it back on, and we'll start here at the beginning. And we need to adjust the focus distance, and that's no problem. So we'll set this to be further away, or actually closer. And maybe we'll turn the depth of field down. So this could be our first shot, and then our second shot we could change the depth of field. So we can just keyframe these parameters during the camera move, and that way you wouldn't see them changing. So we're gonna fly over here to this other area, and maybe we want to turn the depth of field back up since we're further away. Maybe not that much. And just kind of create a different look there. Let me shut the null object off. And I actually want to add a little bit more noise to our spore. So I'm going to go into the, let's see, to the physics, air, turbulent field, and we'll just change the effect position a little bit. And we can turn the scale down to like 8. Or actually, it's reverse, so like 13. Go higher, and it'll give it more points. And maybe again change this down just a bit. So, just you do whatever you want on that side of things. Let's add a little bit more red. I want this to be a little bit more intense. Okay, so let's take a look. As you can see, we can see exactly what the camera is doing, and it's a nice fluid movement. One other, just quickly, I can show you another example is if I were to say animate the camera again, kind of flying backwards. So we get to this text, and then like we fly backwards, as you've probably seen, and I can duplicate this title, bring it out into the area where the camera is now at. And then we back up, and here's another title waiting for us. And what you usually want to do is during transitional periods fade things out. So we could fade or blur out the text from this layer so that when it moves, you just see it fade out, and then we're on to our new title, just like that. So now, I know I had plans to do a holiday tutorial, but I just decided to do something a little bit cooler. You just add some snow on this, and it's a holiday tutorial, maybe some stars or something. So anyway, I hope you guys found this tutorial useful. My name is Andrew Kramer, and this is VideoCopilot.net. Don't forget to check out our blog. We have a lot of great subjects there, and of course, check out the purchase page. We have tons of great products, including our new DVD Evolution, which was a lot of work, and I'm sure you guys will find it very useful. So be sure to check that out. And until next time, keep having fun.